All right, so how does it feel to make that Indiegogo goal?
Very, very cool. I mean, we were going to get the money anyway. That's kind of why we chose that over Kickstarter. Mm-hmm. But it's very nice because then now Indiegogo takes less of a cut now that we made the goal so that we get more of the money, which was the whole idea.
Yeah.
You know, we wanted to get the money in. Anything would have helped. So that's kind of why we went Indiegogo route, because any money we got – would go towards development, towards, you know, release dates, towards all of the hard assets that we need to buy, like the, you know, the user interface design, the better models, more animations, that kind of stuff. So we're really, really fortunate to have made our goal, and such a cool way to do it, too. It was just a crazy ride at the end there.
So like I was telling you before we got started, for people that haven't followed this project that closely, to kind of go a couple of months between videos, there's a huge difference in the game. Can you just talk about what you guys have been up to the past couple of months?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, one of the main things we changed was going for a like a cel shading, toon shading, you know, cartoon type look to it.
Mm-hmm.
It was for a lot of different reasons. I mean, we were never going to be able to get photorealistic quality like, you know, the UFC games or the WWE games or anything like that. We just don't have the equipment, the money, the funds, you know, nothing like that. So we knew we weren't going to be able to do that and maintain it. And when folks were going to be putting in textures and different things like that, because adding textures is going to be a big part of the creator wrestler, regular folks aren't going to be able to have that kind of, you know, they're not going to have 3D scans of faces and stuff like that. So it was going to be tougher for them to make wrestlers and stuff. So just going with the whole theme of Chikara, about how it's almost like a comic book come to life, and the whole branding of Chikara, it just made a lot of sense to go for more of a cel shading or a cartoon shading effect. And from there, kind of all the pieces fell into place. I mean, it was from one screenshot, you can kind of tell that you're not dealing with like a simulation wrestling game. I mean, there's something different about this. It's more of a fun, laid-back, but really fast, action-packed, arcade-style game, and I think it really helps the whole branding of the game in general.